I'm not initiated, but I'm confused between two spiritual masters. What should I do? First of all, it's important that we not let the confusion slacken our bhakti. Because to the extent we practice bhakti seriously, to the extent Krishna will see our sincerity and reciprocate and guide us. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayante. So to the extent we practice, sometimes confusion is also a temptation. That means if something is confusing us, then we think about it more and more and more, then we become more and more confused. So whenever certain decisions have to be taken, decisions require a certain amount of sattva-guna. And usually when the decision is right in front of us, our mind immediately goes into rajoguna. Should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do this? And then from rajoguna it quickly goes on to tamoguna also. So therefore, it's important that serious decisions, we should not just leave it at the level of the mind. That means, first of all, as I said, if you keep practicing bhakti, we'll rise from the lower modes towards goodness and we'll be able to think more clearly. And further, it's most important that if we are confused into spiritual masters, we let our thoughts settle down for some time. That means we maybe keep a journal, write down what is it about a particular spiritual master that inspires me? What is it about another spiritual master that inspires me? And keep going back to that after a week, maybe after a fortnight, after a month, and add things, change that. Writing a journal is often very helpful, especially when we have to make serious decisions, because that journal entry becomes like a snapshot of our mind. It's like whatever thoughts were there in our mind, whatever factors we are considering, we have them outside preserved as a snapshot, as a photo. And then we go back, okay, I was thinking like this, but this is not very important. This is important. So I didn't think about this. So like that, if we keep deliberating and praying on the decision, over a period of time, Krishna will guide us onwards. So most, I would say three things in this. First is, don't let confusion become a cause for becoming disheartened in bhakti. Rather, focus on intensifying the bhakti. Then try to cultivate the mode of goodness while contemplating things. And usually, if indecisive thoughts are there in the mind, just keep going round and round and they congest the mind. You're not able to do anything. So get those thoughts out, and just getting the words out and looking at them brings a greater level of objectivity to our thinking, a greater level of clarity to our deliberations. And then we can take a decision. So while choosing a spiritual master, there are many factors to be considered. The most important would be how much we feel inspired to practice bhakti by that spiritual master. It's not just how nice classes that person gives, how much wonderful kirtan that person sings. All these are important. But the most important is, because ultimately, yes, the spiritual master is our deliverer, but the spiritual master delivers us by inspiring us to practice bhakti. So we should feel inspired by that person to practice bhakti. And the spiritual master is also not to be seen alone. The spiritual master's association we get through our God family, our God, the God brothers and God sisters. So if somebody says this, I feel inspired by my spiritual master, but I don't like any of his disciples, then we will not really be able to sustain our bhakti. So we have to see, firstly, whether that spiritual master inspires me. And then if I'm going to join that God family, then I also should be inspired by the God brothers and God sisters. And then we can take a decision. So firstly is that don't let confusion discourage you in bhakti or make you slacken your bhakti. And by intensifying bhakti and trying to cultivate the mode of goodness, then Krishna will guide about how to move onwards in life.